University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in a very unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce you to our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here, Matt.
Thanks. How'd the first week end up for you, Beth?
So far, so good. Two really big classes and one not so big, so.
Sounds like a good mix.
Yeah.
All I have is one really, really big class, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Two sections of logic, one of intro, it's all good.
Very nice, very nice. To Beth's left, from the Department of Communication Studies, Professor Jason Roach.
Hello.
you're rocking the Powerade today. I see that. That's kind of cool.
Purple Powerade Zero.
Excellent.
Keeps me going.
Powerade Zero. I hope it actually gives you energy and not take it away or anything.
It has zero calories. So where are you getting the...
Zero calories, probably quite a bit of sodium and other stuff.
No, the sodium's pretty low, 100 milligrams.
But I don't know. It's got very nice flavoring.
Any other impressive
chemicals? To Jason's left, from the College of Creative Studies in Detroit, Michigan, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here as always.
Thanks for being here, no Dave. Problem. How are things in Berkeley, or on your side of Berkeley?
My side. I'm just north of you by a block.
I know. That's why, you know, I just want to see how the weather's like.
They tore out one of the trees on, you know, in front of my house. So
that's right.
I'm missing all the shade right about now.
Oh, my. Well, it's nice and cool and turning into fall here in D-Town this week for sure.
And the stump grinding.
Yes. Lovely. Across the table from me, from the Department of Religious Studies, is Professor James Balfour Tubbs.
You didn't have
it's
to say
chair
the whole
and Barca
thing.
Lounger.
What are you, a credenza now?
No. I don't have room for a Barca Lounger. That's just Dave. He's got. But it's nice to be here. Sorry I couldn't be here last week. But nice
that's all right.
Now.
That's all right. We'll take you when we can have you, James. Jim. Oops. too far to my right is Professor Dan Maggio. Now,
that's the only
America's
way he's to the
first.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say it wrong every time. It's just first.
Yeah, you just call first.
First. Okay, that'll work. How
Thank
are things
you.
With first, Dan?
Getting better. Good. Things are good.
Good.
Enjoying working at home.
Excellent.
Takes getting used to, though, I imagine, especially after you've been getting up and coming here for 20 years.
But it's getting better.
Commute's pretty good, huh?
Dude, awesome.
The traffic is amazing.
I actually went for a walk before I went to the office yesterday.
Like the president, you live above the office.
Last but certainly not least, to my right, from the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science, its chair, Professor Jeff Boat.
There's so many chairs in the room. I mean, well, Barca Lounger, maybe a duvet.
No,
I'm more of an
stool.
Electric chair myself, I think.
Excellent.
You got the power, heat, and massage going on.
How did your
power and the heat anyway?
How did your introductory classes go, Professor Boat?
Not pretty good. I'm teaching kind of low-leveled stuff this semester, which probably works out for the best.
Excellent.
Got enough else to do.
Excellent. Well, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you win one of our T-shirt prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you're going to win a T-shirt prize, too. You can send us the questions in a number
one.
Of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp and submit your questions over HTML. You can fax the professors at 313-993-1144, or you can send the questions USPS, maybe not on Saturdays for much longer, Michael Jason, College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Yes, you need the zip plus four to reach us.
You know, in the olden days they used to read addresses over the radio, and I thought, who writes these things down fast enough? But now in the iPod age, you know, kind of...
Rewind.
Yeah, no problem.
Right.
Speaking of digital signatures, I have some digitally submitted questions here from Anonymous. That sounds pretty spooky, doesn't it? Ooh. 20 questions with a score of 70% passing. Professor Boats?
14.
Oh,
Dan beat me.
All right, well, maybe we'll get like a bonus part here. This is quite a gamish of topics, so I hope you guys have the beanies whirling right now. Here we go. Name the five United States where a nuclear explosion has taken place.
New Mexico is for sure.
Hawaii. No?
Alaska.
Got a testing?
Alaska, absolutely.
Detroit.
Oh, sorry.
United States, Dan. United States.
Oh.
So how many do we have so far?
You have New Mexico, territories. Nevada, and Alaska.
Was Utah one?
Utah was not one.
Utah was not.
No.
How about Montana?
Not Montana, although I'm thinking mountains when I think of this state. Not Idaho.
Colorado?
Colorado is the fourth. Okay. Last but not least.
They're all in the west.
Wyoming?
Not Wyoming.
North
not
Dakota. Wyoming.
Not North Dakota. Actually, it's a southern state.
Oh. Okay.
With a nuclear
I dare state. Say southeast. I dare say Gulf
Florida?
State.
Louisiana?
Not Florida.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is the last one listed here.
I wonder if they were on above ground or underground.
It's a question that I'm hoping the residents of Mississippi were well aware of when it took place. Is Mississippi so vast that there would be a place where you could do it and not let people know?
Maybe there was a North Korean nuclear explosion.
I do not Probably. Know. What, five states. That's a pretty big deal. Alaska is pretty vast, but
and all but one of them are western states, which probably explains me how I turned out.
Wait, none of them say Washington. Come on.
Or Oregon. But
before Bob Ross became a painting instructor on television, what was his profession?
He was a physics teacher here at UDM.
I knew that was going to come up sooner or later. Like, is that the name of one of my colleagues?
Salesman.
Is he a cook?
You know, he put in some time for Uncle Sam.
Oh, he was in the war.
He worked for the government?
Was he
in a way?
Was he in the army?
Did he?
He was Air Force, actually. He was career Air Force before he started doing.
Those happy little trees.
Yep, exactly.
It's the guy with the big hair and everything.
Yeah. It's exactly right. Still on TV, actually, right?
Yes. Even though he's long gone, and his line of paints are still selling amazingly well.
Yep. Every once in a while, he would bring up paint by numbers and what a great idea it was. And, of course, that comes from the great city of Detroit.
I loved those things when I was a kid.
Oh, I did,
they were really cool.
I did quite a few of them.
Me, too.
I was cheated.
I change up the numbers. See what see what happens. Why not? Look at this purple tree.
I don't like that color. I'm going to be
Picasso and make,
transpose the numbers. See what happens.
What U.S. city boasts the most buildings over 1,000 feet tall?
What U.S. city?
That Chicago? Narrows it down, doesn't it? Chicago on the first shot. Wow. Bet the whole jar.
Yeah.
Wow. Swish.
No longer absolutely. New York.
Nothing but net.
And let's see here. What Major League Baseball stadium was the first to feature live organ music? Don't go too far, Beth.
Boston? Oh, Chicago.
Chicago's Wrigley Field, 1941. Absolutely. Pretty interesting stuff there. Live organ music, you know, God forbid it's just the guy with the iPod and an amp like it is now.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
What so animal's depressing. Latin name is Castor canadensis? Might want to pay attention to the second of those words.
Canada?
Canadensis.
Canada geese?
Not Canada geese. Good guess.
I like that. Moose or beaver. It's got to be one of the two.
It's the North American beaver. Absolutely. Oh, nice. Castor canadensis. Wow. My Latin is usually pretty sharp.
What does canadensis translate into?
Canada.
From Canada.
No,
from
Canada. Oh, it does? I was just kidding.
There's all sorts of crazy binomial nomenclature out there in science where they name things after people as like, you know, what do they say? Like, oh, this guy just won the Nobel Prize, so we're going to give him like a little citation.
His own element.
Then they named, you know.
Actually,
this...
Darwin ended up with a fair number of names.
Yeah. It's true. But I was thinking more about this very important protein that's been around for about 20 years. But no joke, they named it after the video game character Sonic the Hedgehog. It's Sonic the Hedgehog-A's.
What?
What?
Seriously?
That's what happens when you let people from Gen X do stuff. Okay. Speaking as a Gen Xer, in the movie comedy Airplane,
all right.
What was the name of the inflatable autopilot?
Otto.
Otto is correct.
Yeah. Nice.
Absolutely.
Totally serious. Don't call me Shirley.
A long time ago, there was a movie video rental place in my small hometown I grew up, and you know all the boxes, the video cassette boxes, were numbered with 4-digit numbers, and I wondered how far back it went. So I asked the person, you know, what's number one? What's video number one? And she went and looked, and it was Airplane.
Nice.
Good start.
Good place
classic,
to start.
Critics have also called that the funniest movie of all time.
That's right.
I agree.
That's right.
It's pretty funny.
Critics haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, Monty Python on the list. Is also a marriage.
Barbara Billingsley does have a wonderful role in that movie.
More meaning of life, which is
possibly
even more hilarious than Holy Grail.
What was the third nation in world history to launch an artificial satellite? Perhaps it would behoove us to start with the first.
Russia.
Russia.
Sputnik. In the U.S.
Then U.S.
And,
In France?
France.
Not no. France.
China.
This is surprising.
India?
A country with connections
European
to
South
France.
Korea?
Oh,
Canada?
Canada was number three. Hmm. Yes.
Really?
Just playing it all in the background, Canada, huh?
It was so they could do satellite broadcasts of
CBC
Canada.
Just
that's right. Don Cherry floating through the...
What magazine actually toyed with the name Chance or Destiny before settling upon its current and very recognizable name?
People.
Fortune.
Not People, not Fortune. I love the one-word names, though. Soon we'll be at Madonna and Cher.
Us.
And not
oh,
us.
Oh, Oprah.
Chance and...
Rolling Stone.
It's a very well-known news magazine.
News
Time.
Time is the answer.
Wow. Chance.
Yes,
why would they be Chance?
I am picking up time in the doctor's office a few months ago and realizing it's getting very, very close to about 20 or 30 pages. I mean, the magazine's
microscopically thin.
So is Newsweek.
Yeah.
Because they're losing so
many
advertisers.
Well, have you guys seen the Detroit News and the Free Press? I mean, it's like if you had a paper train a dog, you'd be doomed.
Yeah. you're just out of luck.
Well, you just got to print out a lot of sheets from your computer.
I can only pick up so many Metro Times.
I mean. What country is the world's largest exporter of beef?
Argentina.
Canada.
Not Argentina.
U.S.?
U.S. I like that. And it's not the U.S. either,
Brazil?
Actually. We have a little Brazil. Situation with too many seasons, I think, versus this country.
Mexico? No.
Starts with the letter A. Southern Hemisphere.
It's not Argentina?
Australia.
Oh, yeah, it's actually Australia.
Okay.
Australia, okay, for lack of a better description,
really?
Is kind of like a giant Wyoming.
Oh, it's got a lot of frontier. Yeah,
a giant Wyoming.
Continental and countrywide Wyoming.
Robin Williams describes it as Arkansas with a beach.
Yeah. That's good. What was supposed to be the original city for Disney World?
It's not Detroit.
Absolutely not.
it's got to be a warm weather climate.
The look on your
it's
face, you're
it's
kind of
warm
leading
weather.
Us.
Well,
Detroit.
And let
New
me
Orleans,
tell you,
Houston, August.
I don't want to give too much away, but it is a Midwestern city. This is interesting. I was just at Disney World for the first time a couple years ago. When you go to the historical museum for the county, you find very quickly that tax breaks in perpetuity will let you put your park anywhere, especially if it's in a swamp. This place probably didn't work out for
a
different reason, but it's in
Chicago.
Not
Chicago.
Not Chicago.
Minneapolis. That's too cold.
No, that's too cold. It's got to be warmer. I'm thinking St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, probably because it's fairly central.
Yep.
Relocated in this fine country of ours.
When we think about St. Louis for a moment, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Human Match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand name.
The brand.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Toro.
Oh. Got it.
And both of them cried out, "Flame on!" And they wanted to turn on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, "James, I'm on fire." And he said, "I'll get Amy right away." Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
Back with a great agglomeration of questions from Anonymous that are definitely keeping us on our toes. And even though this is sort of all over the place, yeah, St. Louis for Walt Disney World. Go fig.
Wait, Matt.
Yes.
Questions, how could we send a t-shirt to
It's going to be tricky, but an address is given.
One what size is the size Anonymous is?
Multiple arms. The ill-fitting one just won't work then.
In the immortal words of Futurama, let's keep the t-shirts for our regular friends and the F-shirts for our friends with arms on both sides, on the same side.
Oh.
What are the three Beatles albums that do not feature Ringo Starr as a lead vocalist in at least one track? Come on, Beatles.
God. Come on, Beth. Come
the
on.
Feature Ringo in the lead vocals.
Don't.
At least
don't.
On one
don't.
Don't.
Some of the early ones, like Meet the Beatles.
Rubber Soul?
Nope.
Well, let's...
Sgt. Pepper?
Yeah. White Album?
Nope.
Yellow Submarine?
Nope.
Abbey Road?
What
nope.
track
is that an
does
album?
He sing lead on in Rubber Soul?
Well,
he doesn't sing...
Is, Octopus's Garden. No, that's
not on Rubber Soul. Right. Rubber Soul is one of them.
According to this answer, we're going to need to verify this. It's Hard Day's Night, Magical Mystery Tour, and Let It Be. Hmm. I can see the gears working in Beth's head.
Was on Hard Day's Night.
Can you think of any that he did sing on in those albums? Was the Octopus Garden? That was on
No, that's
Yellow Submarine.
That's on Abbey
Yellow
Road.
Submarine is on an album.
Oh, there you
Octopus's
go.
Octopus Garden is on Abbey Road. Okay, well, right, I'll believe it. But I think Rubber Soul is also an
You know, album. I didn't. I was out of town.
I laid low.
One of the photographers went to, he had his work on display, went to Czechoslovakia. They had tribute to the Beatles or Ringo Starr. But anyway, they did graffiti. They graffitied a wall with all kinds of sayings from Beatles songs. So we took pictures of them and framed them, and they're awesome.
Very cool.
And did you get me one?
I was thinking about it for Christmas, but they were too expensive.
Oh, okay.
Who was it? Any idea?
I don't remember.
I'm just wondering.
Very
cool.
But really cool stuff. Good. I kept looking at them like, that's Beatles. And he goes, yeah, they're all Beatles.
Now, have you been in Pontiac before?
Yes.
Is it better in Royal Oak? The same?
Too crowded in Royal Oak.
I see.
They need to expand and get...
And was it just on Washington?
Yes.
And Maine? Was it
no,
Maine?
It was just Washington.
Just Washington. No, it was all south of the tracks.
Oh, that is kind of tight.
So next year they'll learn, I hope.
Yeah, good. I heard it was very successful for those that count the bottom line, okay. So... interesting.
He doesn't sing lead on any tracks on Rubber Soul, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
And now I'll have to go check when I get home.
It's not going to bother you, Noah.
Dear Anonymous, I cut a hole in the shirt we're sending. Who's the only NBA center, to lead the league in assists? Not exactly something a center is usually known for.
Shaq?
Very, very, very famous NBA center.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Not Kareem.
No.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell? Yeah, I was going to say.
No, not Bill.
Patrick Ewing.
There's only
Walt Chamberlain.
Yeah. Wilt Chamberlain. Yes.
Did I say Walt? Yeah.
Walt.
Wilt.
It was Wilt Chamberlain, who is known for all sorts of things.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
State but obviously NBA. Most famous for.
Let's list all the things.
100
he's known
points. No. In one game.
Yeah, for 100 points. List all those things. What is the most decorated battleship from World War II? I'm guessing that means it would have survived.
The
Missouri.
No,
the Enterprise.
Wasn't the Arizona.
It's named after a state.
They all are.
It's one of Missouri.
Well, some of them are.
The Arizona is at the bottom of the ocean.
What North Carolina was it?
It's a northern state with a southern sounding name.
New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
With a southern sounding name.
Maybe a southern sounding. Ohio.
It's South Dakota.
Oh,
South Dakota.
Okay.
Well. The USS South Dakota. Sorry about that. I'm still working on my tips. What was the name of the club featured in Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, good grief.
Come on, Dan. I know you've been there. Come on.
The disco club.
It was something 2000, right?
Oh, wow. Very good. Beth, you're on the right track. Just a few years ago?
It wasn't Studio 54.
It wasn't Studio 54.
Just a few years ago. 2008.
Depends on what your definition of a few is. Well, it's also sort of mixed up with the title a bit of a famous Kubrick film.
2001.
Orange, Agent Orange.
2001.
Oh, 2001.
Odyssey. Clockwork Orange. 2001 Odyssey.
Okay.
Pretty weird stuff. Pretty weird stuff.
Agent Orange, 2001.
Dance, I'm just going to come out and say I've never actually seen that movie all the way through, but that also was a hallmark of my generation. Well, I caught a half hour on TNT a few weeks ago.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Coming of age movie.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was one.
I thought it was a disco movie.
The soundtrack is?
Yeah.
Awesome.
One of the top selling soundtracks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe so.
The Bee Gees at their zenith.
Thank you, Robert Stigwood.
The Bee Gees at their zenith.
Hey, that was that the worst like concert the I ever saw.
Yeah, you don't
often have
the chance to use the word zenith in a sentence.
It's true with Bee Gees.
Oh, I do.
And the Bee Gees at the same time.
Like, Saturday Night Fever came on the TV the other night, and I threw a brick through my zenith.
Is Zenith going to make televisions anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not for about 25 years.
Panel, what state has the lowest zip code digits?
It's got to be East Coast.
New York.
New Jersey or Connecticut?
It's not New York.
Maine.
It's not New York.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Massachusetts.
It's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Seat and site of our battle with Britain. What is Africa's second highest mountain? I'm guessing you know the first?
Kilimanjaro is first. Yeah.
The second actually starts with the same first letter. It's also the same name as a country in Africa.
Kenya?
Mount Kenya. Oh, wow. Which I, frankly, have never heard of before.
Never heard of.
Pretty interesting.
Go, Dan.
What's the only state to border three Canadian provinces? And what are those provinces?
Ooh.
Tricky. Very, very tricky.
I would say Maine.
It's not Maine.
No, that's I would Alaska. Say Vermont.
It's not New Alaska.
Then it might be Michigan.
Not Alaska.
No, not Michigan.
It's got to be one of the
North
long
Dakota?
Ones out west then.
It's got to be.
Getting close, Jim.
What'd you close. Say?
Montana?
Montana.
Okay,
Montana.
Saskatchewan.
Manitoba.
British Columbia.
Alberta.
Alberta.
Yeah. And British Columbia, Alberta.
BC.
BC.
Oh, that's hey. It right there.
We have a Canadian expert
I'm,
on the panel.
I'm sorry. It was for Montana. Oh, that's all.
I was thinking it would be Maine where they kind of curl around.
Good curling out in those provinces.
That is a big, long border with Canada out there, so that's not curling surprising
starting up
at
soon.
All.
Oh, yeah?
I know.
Of all the men that have set food on the moon...
Set
food on the moon?
Of all the men that have set foot on the moon...
What place setting do you use?
The formal one. Who was the shortest...
Stumpy Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong was not real tall.
It wasn't Neil.
Stumpy. No,
was Stumpy.
It, was it Buzz?
It wasn't Buzz. It
was Marvin the Martian.
The initials for this astronaut are CC.
I don't know too many astronauts.
Christopher Columbus.
Okay, it's not Chuck Yeager.
Well, Chuck, we'll go with Chuck. It's Charles as the first name, but it's not Yeager.
Cochran.
Curtis. So close,
a Zephram,
so
Star
close.
Trek fan.
Zephram Cochran.
Charles Conrad was his name.
Oh,
And I'm
how
still,
tall?
You know, that's not specified here, unfortunately, because I want to know who keeps track of such things.
This is because Tom Hanks never made.
Congratulations,
it.
You're the shortest person who's ever been to the moon. Thank you.
Saved them in materials. That's all.
Yeah, well, yeah, those expensive suits. What state was the first to have a 7-Eleven?
California.
Not California.
Where did they start?
I believe that is what the question is asking.
No. I'm trying to figure out.
I believe it's, yeah, it's
Southland
the
Corporation. Yes. They were the parent of them at one point.
Nice. Mm. Nice memory.
I remember those on the back of the Slurpee cups.
Georgia.
Not Georgia.
Something in the
South. In the South, for sure.
Alabama.
Nope.
Virginia. One of the Carolinas.
They think they're the largest state.
Texas.
Okay. Is the first place to have a 7-Eleven. Mm. Absolutely. Southland, nice touch.
Southland
dude.
Corporation.
Nice touch.
It's really good.
I've done ads for them, too. So. Mm.
Huh. Which of Disney's animated features has the most individual songs? I found this one pretty interesting. It's not a lot of people's favorite movie.
Little Mermaid.
Fantasia.
Not Fantasia.
The Night Mickey Died.
And the night Pluto Got Neutered.
I believe the question is referring to specifically the most individual original song. So
is it Beauty and the Beast?
Not Beauty and the Beast.
And it's not Little Mermaid?
Nope.
Pocahontas?
It's not any of the Pixar ones.
Nope. It's an older one, and older I hope one. I don't get in trouble for
Cinderella.
Saying that.
The Aristocats?
Nope. We're covering pretty much all of them here.
Lady and the Tramp.
It was Alice in Wonderland, according to this. I just know that it's pretty brutal to read Carol anyway, and to see it put into movie form, that is one screwed up movie.
That's what about Tim Burton's version? What did you think of that?
I didn't see it. I'm embarrassed to
missed
say.
It. Was it good? Eye candy?
It wasn't bad. Sort of standard Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm. Craziness.
Tim Burton fair, yeah. It wasn't bad.
We're in luck,
the man
folks.
Crusher Johnny Depp.
Only five wrong, so passing score, just barely.
75%.
We give ourselves a C. And we can move on, if you can believe it, to another 20 questions from Anonymous. 20 questions, as always, and a score of 70%, Anonymous.
Anonymous has a lot of time on his 14. Hands. That's what I'm
What two Detroit Lions sang backup on Marvin Gaye's classic 1971 single, What's Going On?
Matthew Stafford?
No.
What's he wasn't born.
I believe he's born in late 80s.
I hope. Boom. That's awful.
Such a great song.
Detroit Lions, that is a classic song. It was recorded in a house a few blocks away from
Union right.
Town, actually.
Wow.
Pittsville, USA. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
When you're trying to get students to think of about the Socratic notion of a gadfly, and I always tell them, it's not just people that are gadflies, right? Books and music and films, and so I always want them to give me some examples, and they very rarely, on occasion I've had, an African-American student who's my age or older say, well, what about, you know, what's going on, yeah, or Think by Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Most of them have no appreciation for the sort of musical tradition they're surrounded by, which makes me very sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Every single international family member I've ever brought into the States has asked immediately to see Hitsville, USA. Mm-hmm. Even more surprising to me than, you know, oh yeah, that's around here, right? You know,
it's right up. You know. We've got a couple of alum who work there, so.
Yeah. Nice. One of the Detroit Lions folks was very well known for a car dealership in the area.
Melfar.
Whatever happened to him?
Absolutely. I think,
doesn't he still have car dealerships?
No. They're no longer. Doesn't his son own, like, was it that cornbread place or beans and cornbread or something?
Yeah,
like
that? Northwestern.
That's his son? That's a great restaurant.
I know.
Whoa.
I think that's his son.
Melfar.
Huh? I'll throw this one out there. The last name of the second Lion is the same as the first name of Andy Griffith's sidekick. Is that right?
Barney,
yes.
Lem Barney.
All right, yes. Cool. It worked.
I'm so proud of myself. Wow, what a roundabout
your
way.
Venture into hint creation.
Oh, so, my. Yeah, do we get credit for that one?
I'm giving that a thumbs up.
All right.
Oh, and speaking of thumbs up, we're going to have to say goodbye. Thumbs down, Professor Oljar.
Until next week.
Professor Roach.
See you later.
Professor Chow.
We'll do it again.
Professor Tubbs.
Later, man.
Professor Maggio.
Chow. No relation.
Boats.
Andy, does this mean I have to put the bullet in the gun?
Now for these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Supreme Court justices, Fortune 500 executives, and more highly paid architects than you can shake a T-square at. They all graduated from the University of Detroit
Mercy.
At U of D Mercy, we turn dreams into realities. Nearly 9 out of 10 students with jobs within 6 months after graduation are working full-time in their chosen fields. That percentage is very attractive. Wow. Nursing, law, dentistry, engineering, accounting. The number of careers UDM can teach you is so fantastic, it makes other universities merely look
okay.
So learn how to make the University of Detroit Mercy work for you. Call us at 313-993-1000 or visit us on the web at www.udmercy.edu.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let's go, Lions!